What are you bringing home in?
It'll be brought home in a sack or bag.
Mm-hmm. How about these things made of wood?
Oh, they're barrels. That's you never see any now. Of course, they are forgotten. But in my kid days, the mills put it up in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
196 pounds of the barrel.
How big was that barrel? How tall?
It is about, I believe, 32 inches high,
mm-hmm.
with a head in each end of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these metal things that go around the barrel?
Hooks.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the small barrels that you get nails in?
Keg.
And the things you put in bottles to keep liquid from coming out. What's that?
Stopper.
Mm-hmm. Ever call that anything else?
Cork.
Mm-hmm. Well, in your lunch hour, we have two more questions. What if you take a load of corn or wood to town to sell? How do you call that load? Do you have any other term for that?
Well, cord.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say turn?
Well, yeah, you can term a turn of you. Now, back when I used to go to mill, after ride horseback mill with corn, with a bushel or a bushel and a half, whatever a dad sent me, it is termed a turn of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take a turn. Would in other words, it could be defined a big amount or a little amount. You see, it's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
You take it.
Say it wasn't a complete load, but only a partial load. You have a special term for that.
Well, I don't know. A load is, of course, a load is load and.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever hear jag?
Yeah, jag.
What's
that,
jag?
That's the definement of a jag is a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's about dinner time.
Well, you don't take a lot of exercise, do you?
No. See, I teach her. I sit at a desk and teach my classes. Well, I do play handball.
In this ride, it wouldn't pay you to take about a. Get up in the morning in time to take about a mile walk.
That help, I know.
Well, the medical science claim that that walking will burn up more energy than most any exercise.
Oh. In this winter, I could walk to school instead of driving my car.
They also, medical science, I read a piece not long ago that a doctor wrote, somebody asked him a question about why there was so much more arthritis or rheumatism and so many more heart failures than used to be. And his first answer was, says, you tell me why, when he started to answer, he said, Mr. So-and-so, whatever his initials were, he said, you tell me why people now, when they want to see a man or their work is a block away, will ride instead of walk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said, now back before cars were so plentiful, he said, it is a rare thing that you heard of anybody dying with heart trouble. And he said, it was kind of a rare thing that you heard of anybody being down with rheumatism or arthritis.
They kept active.
And he said the difference in it is back before cars, the advent of cars, people in everyday life had to take exercise.